This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, straight up top of the hour. Really appreciate Pete coming on. You know, and that's, we want to provide information and people make their own decisions. So, you know, enter at your own risk and do the information, do the research. And Pete has suffered a lot and been through a lot for what he has done. So, and you can learn about that. Now we have a special treat. This whole thing about was a bomb dropped by Syria, was it dropped by America, was it a false flag, what have you. We have Sherry Edwards on the phone, soundhealthoptions.com. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is going to be a bombshell in the next few minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am ready, literally and figuratively, because that's what we're talking about, bombs. We only have a few minutes. I just want to quickly get you on. Go ahead and tell us what you got.
Well, you called this morning and asked me to do a thought. Was he lying when he said he didn't drop the bomb and it was a false flag and whatever? We do voices like his by request when people are doing commercials and they want a voice that's believable. So we compared him to all of the statements made by all the gold price commercials and reverse mortgage commercials. He only has one note. And one note indicates that he's lying. And we've only had this two other times, and this is the bombshell, when it's
what?
We've only
You're saying his voice. Go ahead. Say that again. His voice has one note.
One note, and that's an indication to us that he's not telling the truth. One note, the voice sounds like this, there's no flavor in the voice. And that's a sign that someone is lying. You can even look it up in the literature. When the harmonics leave the voice, the person is not being truthful.
Wow.
Now, here's the bombshell. We've had this two other times politically. One was Gaddafi, when they, right before they kicked him out of Libya and killed him. And the other one, when Obama was talking about Syria in 2013.
Whoa. So his voice, and for new listeners, Sherry Edwards does harmonic analyzation of voices and finding patterns in them and find indications from them. And what you're telling me is Assad's voice, when he's saying that he had nothing to do with the bombing, matches Obama talking about Syria in 2013.
Only one note. And yeah, one
okay. I have a question. Does the, you know, he speaks another language. Could he be forcing, you know, English out and that would affect?
Because it's a second language.
Yeah,
yes.
Would that
yes. And I could not find anything in his original language.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You're very right. Very, very on, Josh.
Have you done anything on Putin?
Yes, we have, and I don't know whether it should be released or not because it's incredibly scary.
Whoa.
But I'm going to say it. I'm going to say part of it anyway.
Yes, go ahead.
Putin is surprised. He is confused when he says that it's utter nonsense for Assad to use chemical weapons. He is not being truthful, and. Boy, I hate to say this, but I think it's going to change history when I do. Putin's voice shows that he's scared, and he doesn't have an answer, and he's not willing. And I did this 2 days ago, and he's not willing to meet with anybody legitimately to solve this because he doesn't have an answer. He doesn't know how to save face. His response is to duty, and he doesn't know what to do here.
Wow. Well, that's how I feel right now after you've told me all this. I think I feel similar to him. Wow. We only have about 30 seconds left in this segment. Then we got Sharon coming on. We're going to try to get you on next week so we can go over this a little more. I mean, this is such a quick developing story. We wanted to get you. And thank you so much. Soundhealthoptions.com. You can do this yourself and learn about this. Soundhealthoptions.com. So just to be clear, there is a possibility the second language in Assad is affecting his voice. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sherry. God bless.
Bye.
On the other side, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, KnowTheName.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 8 minutes after the hour. Our next guest has been on several times, and every time I'm surprised, and I'm just blown away by what she does. Do you ever meet somebody, and you feel like you instantly know them, and then you also meet somebody, and you feel like you have no idea where they're coming from? Well, our next guest helps us bridge that gap by a technology she came up with that was just, we'll get to that, that's another story. But we want to welcome from KnowTheName.com, KnowTheName.com, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Sharon, welcome to the Power Hour.
Always a pleasure to join you, Josh.
This is Daniel and Josh. Josh is right here. We're both here. You can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner. That's fine. So here we go. I am just blown away by what you do. Why don't you tell little people about your nemology? And that's what you have named this, nemology.
It's nemology science. And what it is the study of names, and you study the placement of the letters in the name and what they're next to, and you can literally predetermine somebody's, you know, personality and their purpose in life and why they're here. And it's a system that I believe is, as my friend says, as old as dirt, but it got tested from the Bible. You know, the old times, they knew the importance of the names. When you go back in history, and they knew those importance. And I think some of it may have gotten lost or lost in translation, But once there's a truth, it's always there. It's always just waiting to be rediscovered.
Oh, very good. Now, if I'm just hearing this for the first time and you're telling me that the letters are my name, that seems a little hokey. So why don't you give us a little background how you came to that?
Well, I was making a seating chart in my seventh year of teaching, and my brain started giving me, you know, don't put this one next to that one and all the different reasons. And, you know, I do that once I get to know the kids really well, but I didn't know these kids. And so I felt guilty at first, thinking I might know something about somebody before I met them. And then I got more curious, and I said, okay, I'm just going to write down my impression of everybody, and all I had was their names, and then I'll look at it in 3 months when we have a winter break. And when I did, I was astonished by the accuracy. Now, I'm a math major, and I have my master's, and so my brain is totally trained in patterns. And so my brain had picked up some kind of patterning, and then it took me 15 years and a lot of trial and error and time and effort to figure out all of those patterns and what would make it work. And then I went and tested the system first after reading the Bible and some other major works and saying, would the people that are in these stories act this way according to their name and how I've deciphered it? And then I went and tested the system in over 72 countries for 3 years because I wanted to see if it worked in their languaging as long as they used our letter system the same way it did in ours. And so the answer is yes, it does. But, I mean, literally there's thousands and thousands of people that were so patient and good with me when I was asking so many questions. Do you know anybody with this name? Do you know anybody with that name? Tell me about them. And, you know, would you say you're this way or that way? So there was just a lot of effort that went in to figure out the pattern. And that's why it's accurate.
Well, Sharon, this is Josh. I got to say that the example that you have on your website is Joshua is one of them that people can go and read as like a free, you know, little sample. And I got to say, you know, most of that is absolutely it's freakish how right it is. And one of the most significant ones to me that kind of taught me something about myself was when you ask someone named Joshua to do something for you, you need to thank them in advance instead of like nagging at them to do it. Go ahead and thank them because they'll almost feel guilty and they'll get it done, you know? And I was like, what? You know what? That just is absolutely right. Cause if you keep hounding me, I'm probably going to delay it, you know, until I'm ready to do it. But if you go ahead and thank me to do something, it's like, man, I need to get that done. Yeah, but anyway, so I just wanted to say it was bizarre to read something about myself when it was just a general idea of what, you know, Joshua's are like.
Well, and then what we do is we take the first name, which is the essence of somebody, and we drop it. It's a term I use when people are learning it. They understand what that means. But we drop it into the last name. So the first name is our essence, and the last name represents our environment, because our environment has an influence on it. It's kind of like saying that the first name is the ingredients and that we have in our cupboard in the kitchen and what we can cook from, and then the last name is the recipes we can choose from, you know, how to put those ingredients together.
So you take people's names, you tell them a little bit about what the significance of that, the energy from that name, and what that may mean about themselves. If you'd like to experience this audience, go ahead and give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, and we'll just go through them. And, Sharon, what do you need? You need their first name and last initial, correct?
Yeah, at least the last initial, because I've got to have something to start dropping the first name into, because if not, they get a very generic reading.
Okay, awesome. Well, you also, we're talking to Sharon Lynn Wyeth from knowthename.com and her book, Know the Person, or Know the Name, Know the Person. Know the Name, Know the Person is over at the Power Mall, and you can go ahead and get that. But why don't you tell us also about a special program that you have for people if they'd like to call?
We've done this once before on the Power Hour, and people really loved it, so we're bringing it back. And that is, if you want to have 92 days of emails that are 5 paragraphs or less that teach you just the very basics of nameology science, but in small chunk bites where you can really learn it and use it and apply it right away. Anyway, 92 days of emails, that's 3 months. It normally sells for $45. And today and through this weekend, the Power Hour is selling it in their mall for $25. So you're saving $20.
Whoa,
it's awesome. Almost half price, and you can get those 92 days of emails.
And what's really nice about that is if you have a question on that particular email of that day that you didn't understand something, it wasn't quite clear enough, you know, whatever, then you can shoot us an email about that. You know, you just forward it to us or reply it to us, and we answer those questions for you because we really want you to learn it and know, you know, what it means.
So not only have you invented a whole science or discovered a whole science, I should say, or rediscovered a whole science, you want to share that and you've broken it down so that people can do it themselves so they can experience this in their own lives. And you've made it simple for them.
Right. If you get the book, it's the complete system. If you get the 92 program, it's all the basics. So you don't get quite as many stories, but you definitely learn enough to immediately apply and use and really improve your life with it. Because if we knew just how to communicate with everybody that we met, and that's based on the first vowel and the first name, just that piece would clear up so many relationships and make them more transparent and make them easier to get along one person with another. And so that's
imagine,
the whole purpose.
Especially in business and talking to a lot of people, being able to instantly have some kind of connection with them, the value, how is the value of that have you seen over your career?
Well, a lot of HR companies hire me so that they'll know whether this person has the skills or the potential to develop the skills that they're needing for that job, and also will they work well with the team that's already there. And other HR people come in and say, okay, we have this problem with these guys. How do we solve it? Because you can compare two names and see where the problems are and how you tweak the wording of what you want to say. You're not changing what you're saying, but you're doing it in such a way that you're not stepping on somebody's toes or pushing their button. And
give
so
an example.
Unhappy employees
yes.
that would want to quit are now happy and you know, they stay employed.
Do you have an example of that that you've seen where you've talked to them where the dynamic has totally changed because of this technology?
Yes, I can give you an example of a company that I've been working with for like 15 years now in San Diego. And they had two superb employees. The first name of the one is Gerald, J-E-R-E-L. And the first name of the other one was Angelina. Okay, so the boss was Angelina, and Angelina liked to micromanage, and she wanted to know what was happening all the time and wanted to always have reports and wanted everybody giving her information. But Gerald was so independent and brilliant, he didn't want to slow down to do that. And the customers that they sent Gerald out to their places, they were a computer firm, it was just they loved him because he solved problems and he was very personable. But he wasn't reporting in all the time, and he didn't make a lot of meetings, and he just thought, it's just a waste of time. Well, she doesn't know what he's doing if he's not reporting in, so then she would try to clamp down and micromanage some more and, you know, frame him. And so when I got them together, I said, this is how it could work. If Gerald, at the end of every day, you write a summary of who you saw and what happened, and any agreements that you made, and you email that to Angelina, then she'll stay off your case because she'll stay well informed and still have the freedom that you want because you want to just get out there and get the job done and she needs to know what's going on. So they just changed that one thing with him giving a daily summary. She was happy. He was happy. That was 5 years ago. They're still employed, still working together, and both of them were wanting to quit at the time when they called me in.
Wow, that is a very good story. I know there's a lot of people I clashed with over the years, personality-wise or whatever. If I would have read this book, I would have
known how to deal with them better.
Yeah, I would have definitely known how to deal with them better. If you want to call in and have Sharon use her abilities and shine a little light on your name and what it means in her science, give us a call, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Now, Sharon, we have the books in front of us, Know the Name, Know the Person, and Know the Name, Know the Spirit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about each one, what they're going to learn from these books?
Know the Name, Know the Person is all about personality. And so if you want to immediately have a sense of somebody's personality and where they're coming from and what their ethics and morals are and all that good stuff, that's what you can read. Okay? And you'll learn all of that and how to talk to somebody. And Know the Name, Know the Spirit, it's all about you. It's like, what's your purpose? Why are you here? What's your gifts? What's your talents? What's your challenges? What did you come to learn? What did you come to share? And so that one is literally, if you want to develop and really improve your own life for you and become a better person to become your best and highest, that's the
very good.
You.
All from a name. Who would have ever known? We'll be back after this 4-minute break with your calls, with your name. What does your name mean in the nameology? Stay tuned. This is Daniel.
And Josh.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Power Hour with that My Serona, and that's what we have online. This is our Serona. Our Serone Lynn Wyeth is here. KnowTheName.com. Her book is Know the Name, Know the Person, Know the Name, Know the Spirit. Now, we all want to play the piano, but we don't want to go take the lessons, right, Josh? I mean, we don't have the time or whatever. But with this system, she's made it very simple. Mm-hmm. You can call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Call them. Tell them you want the Serone Lynn Wyeth. What would you call it? The education pack? The quick learn? What would you call it, Sharon?
I just call it the 92-day special. Let's do it quick and easy in 5 paragraphs or less every day because we're busy.
Nobody wants to read pages and pages of information. You get 5 quick paragraphs every day, 3 months, and you'll have this system down, or at least the basics, so you can really use this and utilize it. And the phones lit up when we opened them, Sharon. Everybody wants to hear your input and their name. So let's go ahead and go to the calls. To Julie G. in Alabama. Julie G. in Alabama, you are live on the air. What would you like to know, Julie G.?
Hi. Let me just say first that you have so many people on as guests that just they come across as just being lovely people, you know, and this guest is one of those people. I would like to know my purpose, but I'm curious about something, too. That's I have a dad, a brother, a brother-in-law, and a son all named William, and I'm wondering if that's significant.
Wow.
Okay, let's answer that question first. Yes, it means that that whole group of people that are all named William came in to reflect for each other what the other person wants to learn. So they're all going to take a different aspect of that name, and they're going to reflect it and show each other what it looks like. So you know how we can see our own best gifts in others and our own worst faults in somebody else? Because that's when it bothers us when they do it, because we know we're guilty too. Okay? So it just means that they came in with a purpose to help each other as a group.
Interesting.
Okay? Okay. Your purpose, Julie, is to be brilliant, to support others with maintaining who you are so you never lose sight of who you are while you keep your self-confidence and your independence and let your generosity of spirit and your brilliance come over to help other people. So you're literally here as an agent of change to help others adapt and change as we're living in changing times.
What do you think about that, Julie?
That
was quite
a bit. In that, that would make you not necessarily be your everybody's favorite person.
You don't have to be. But you know what, though? Doing what's right is not always easy. And then they look back later and they go, wow, I was so glad. It's kind of like when I was a school teacher. I wouldn't say I was strict. I would say I was always just and fair, which a lot of people interpreted as strict. And the first half of the year, students would go, oh, my gosh. And by the second half, they're all going, oh, God, we're so glad we have this teacher. We're really learning. So it's, you know, you put up with it. But as people go through it, then they get more appreciative. So, Julie, don't worry about how they feel about it. Know that you're doing the right thing. You're helping them change and adapt.
Awesome.
Oh, very
Thank
good.
You.
Does that help, Julie?
Yeah, I'm going to meditate on that. I appreciate it.
Well thank you very much for the call. Well, Sharon, the big question is, did you let the kids play dodgeball? That's a big question.
Oh, not in my class.
Okay. All right, let's go to another call. I got Janet D., I believe it's a D., Janet in Tennessee. Janet, you're on the air. What is the burning desire that you'd like to know about yourself, Janet?
Just what my name means, so I know what I'm supposed to be doing, if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Is it Janet D. with a D as in a dog, D?
B as in boy.
Oh, B as in boy. Oh, excuse me. Janet B. as in boy.
Okay. Janet, you have one huge thing over your name, that you came here to learn your own self-worth and value. It doesn't have anything to do with self-confidence, but it's to say, what's your value, what's your worth, that you're good enough, and to know that from every fiber of your being, that you have this wonderful intellect, that you are working hard, that you mean the best for people, and to realize your own worth and value so that you can see you for the greatness of who you are as we can see you. Because you go into doubt and you go into, well, if I can do it, everybody can do it, and you go into that type of self-thinking, and so you came here to learn how to say, yes, I have my value, I'm unique, not better than or worse than anybody else, because none of us are, but that you have worth and value and that you don't ever make yourself less than. Hmm. Okay.
That was fantastic. Is that, does that help, Janet? Is any other?
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much. And go ahead and get in. You know, as people come off, there'll be openings. So give us a call, 855-995-6923. We'll continue on with the calls after this 3-minute break with Sharon Lynn Wyeth, KnowTheName.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out.
Love it. I just, every time I hear that song, I picture Chevy Chase.
Yeah, it's a great video, man.
Awesome. Welcome back to the Power Hour, 33 minutes after the hour. You can call me Al, and what you are called and what you call yourself, it has meaning. It's nameology, and it's Sharon Lynn Wyeth. The book is Know the Name, Know the Person, Know the Name, Know the Spirit. We have them both over at the Power Mall, and we have some other specials also.
Yep. Her books are 20% off. We have a ton of stuff that's 20% off, so you guys give them a call at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. And I wanted to mention today is the last day to get your free grab and go Numana pack with the hydro water purification system, which is 10% off as well.
Yeah,
so that's
this is a system. I mean, this isn't just a filter.
No.
This isn't a filter. This is a system. You want to produce some water, that'll do it. And you get a free bucket of Numana.
And this month we have the clay special. The 16-ounce dry is regularly 20 T39 is now on sale for the rest of this month for $14.
$14.
Again, call them at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
And the biggest deal we got going on here this hour, anyway, you want to learn what Sharon is doing.
Absolutely.
You can learn it in little bites every day, not overwhelming. You don't got to go to law school to get this done. You can just 92 days, short little read, $25, call Rosie and them over there right now. Tell them you want the Sharon Lith, Sharon, it's easy for me to say, right? Sharon Education Pack. And for $25, you can really get a good entrance into this skill and help you in your everyday life. So let's go back to the callers. Dave B. in Texas. Dave in Texas, you are on the air. What is on your mind, Dave?
Oh, good morning, Daniel. And
good morning.
Sharon, you are an amazing guest. I just always love listening to you. My given name was David Bradshaw. But all of my 67 years, I've been torn between whether I prefer to be called Dave or David.
Good question,
and I
Sharon.
Really don't know to this day. So tell me what you think of my name. Who am I?
Sharon? Have we lost Sharon?
Looks like she was disconnected. I'll get her.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize, audience. She's got disconnected, but go ahead and get her back, Blake, and we'll get her real quick. I think she's on a cell phone. She was at an appointment or something, and so we caught her between. So we apologize for that.
Sorry about that, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Dave, since we got you on the line, how are you doing, Dave?
Oh, I'm still kicking.
Well, fantastic.
I'm still making a sufficient number of people angry, so I guess I'm doing the right thing.
Well, didn't you have, you've come out of a, you had some health
issues. I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 3 years ago.
And you said no
thank
you.
And I have been, I've been actually going down a parallel path with Joyce. And I'm still here, and I do a lot of supplements. I take a lot of turmeric. I take a lot of the oregano that I buy from the Power Hour.
Oh, I love that oregano.
Oh, I do too. I do too, Daniel. It is a powerful antibiotic.
Oh, really? Really
so
powerful.
I followed closely Joyce's path, and I've tried to do many of the things that she's doing.
Well, very good. We're glad that you're doing well and that you are still here to hear us. And for us to hear you. And Sharon, we have you back, correct? Sharon?
Yes.
We have Dave B. on the line from Texas, and we've heard a lot about Dave.
Right, and he wanted to know why he couldn't decide whether he wanted to be called Dave or David throughout his life. He kind of went back and forth.
Okay. Dave says you have more generosity of heart, and you're coming from the heart more because you have a tendency to really come from the head and be mental and really logical and thinking about things. And so Dave balances out with the heart and has a very open heart towards others. David says, I'm still coming from that mental place and I'm highly independent, but now my beliefs and my ethics and my morals is more important than how I'm feeling.
Well, there you go. Does that help, Dave?
Or you nailed it, Sharon.
Oh, very good.
Pardon me?
You nailed it.
Oh,
well, thank you. Well, she usually does, Dave. That's been my experience.
All right.
That's really
been
my experience.
Today. Great show.
Thank you, Dave. God bless you. We're getting a couple of emails here. We have a
there's Samantha A. Or Antoinette is the middle name, and last initial is O. Goes by Sam.
Okay. And what did she want to know?
Just anything you got.
Okay. What she likes, she takes to the extreme, and what she doesn't like, she likes to avoid and doesn't like to do. It's really interesting at her name. It's like, oh, my gosh, Samantha can go and go and go and go and go like the Energizer Buddy when she's in a project and she's working really, really hard. And then on the other hand, she can just be on that couch and say, I'm not even getting up to go to the restroom. You know, I'm done. You know, so it's one extreme or the other. But she takes it further than most people. Her real gift is she's able to stand up for her beliefs and she's really able to hold her own. And confrontation is, you know, some of us shy away from it. You know, other people go after it like too much to extreme. And she's just got it down perfectly where she can hold her own. She can stand for others. And she doesn't get threatened by other people, which is really lovely. And she does it in a very likable way.
Very good.
So people still like her even when she's standing up for others.
Very good, Sharon. Well, there you go, Sam or Samantha. Let's go to another caller, Stephen J. in Arkansas. Stephen, you are on the air. I don't know how to spell your name, but you are on the air. What would you like to know?
Hey, good morning. I'm an artist, and I would like to know if I should. I've been signing my artwork with Steve, and it's with a V. And I'm just curious if I should sign with Stephen. I want to project unity. I can be a little bit confrontational, like the last caller, like what you said about her.
I would call it more stubborn or persistent than confrontational. There's a different way of going about it. Okay. And so in your name, if you want your paintings to come across that you have this huge magnanimous heart, sign them Steve. If you'd rather have your paintings come across that you are so detail-oriented you didn't miss a thing, and so they're getting a very detail-oriented painting, then sign it Steven. And that's how you decide.
Okay, great. That makes sense. I've been signing with Steve, and I started selling recently whenever I sign with Steve.
Wow.
I don't know if that matters,
she did that with Joe in Arkansas, too.
Yeah.
He told him to sign it. I can't remember which way he was supposed to sign it, but that's awesome.
Well, Steve, please email a picture of some of your art. I'd love to see your art. PowerHourDaniel@gmail.com. I'd love to see some of what you're doing.
Okay. Thanks a lot. You guys have a great weekend.
Hey, God bless.
God bless y'all, too.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mary in Michigan. Mary W. in Michigan. You are on the air. What would you like to know, Mary?
Well, the last time I called in and spoke with Sharona is I asked about my daughter. And I had her listen to the program to hear what I had said. Well, she was so impressed with it that she ordered the book. My daughter is a she's family health and nutrition coach, and she has been using your information to help some of her clients, especially one individual who has two small children, and it's more how to deal with the two small children. So I find it absolutely fascinating that, I think to myself, if I had known this when my children were small, how much better I could have raised them, how much better I could have helped them.
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there a specific question about your name, Mary? Would you like to ask about your name now?
No, but I have a question about her book.
Okay.
My daughter, like I say, has been researching it, and she cannot find your reference to the letter P at the end of the name.
Because it doesn't change from the middle letter. And there's a few letters that are the same at the end as they are in the middle. And yay, less to learn. And so those are the ones that are missing when the letters change at the end.
Well, I can't thank you enough for the work that you've done. I think it's going to make a big difference in a lot of people's lives. And I just want to thank you for that. So I appreciate
your
help.
Thank you for the call, Mary. Go, Sharon, do you have any comment to that?
Well, I think it's wonderful. That's the whole reason I'm working so hard to get it out there and why we discount and why my staff gives their generosity of their time, because we just feel like it can help people, and that's what we're all about. You know, we'd like to see everybody living to their best and highest. So I think it's fabulous that it's getting used. That brings such joy to my heart.
Somebody asked, we just got an email. This is kind of interesting. Do the continents beginning and ending with vowels have any significance? So does this apply to places like cities or continents or anything like that?
The answer is yes, it does. And there's actually a chapter toward the end of Know the Name, Know the Person that literally goes through and shows how different countries think of other countries based on, we all rename countries. Like
right.
We name it Spain. They have it España. Germany calls it Alemania. There's all kinds of different names for the same planet. I mean, the same country.
For the same country or city. I guess that would apply to cities also.
Yeah, it does to everything. It even applies to your street. So if you're looking at your street name and you're applying this to your street name, you will know what kind of people your neighbors are that are attracted to that street. And then the number that's on your house will tell you what kind of experiences or energies that you're bringing to you based on those numbers.
Wow, the power of words, the power of letters. Know the name, know the person over at the Power Mall, and the Quick Education 92-day pack over there for $25, normally $45. It's normally $45. So Power Hour listeners, you ever want to learn this, take advantage. Let's go to Carol in Washington. Carol, you are live on the air. What is on your mind, Carol? What do you want to know from Sharon?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say to Dave and Joyce to Google Jim Humble, MMS, for their cancer. Okay, I just had to get that in. I'm impressed with this guy. I'd like to know about my granddaughter. Her name is Josie Lynn Sheridan.
Okay, and what would you like to know?
Just I don't know, just anything.
She is going to be like a sponge. She could rear herself. It's like just needs room and board, because she's already very self-directed, very independent, and very much wanting to be the one in charge of herself, and then later on she'll want to be in charge of others. But she came to just be a sponge and learn as much as she can. So as a fabulous grandma, because you have everything in your name to say that you're very nurturing and caring and all that good stuff that grandmas can be. So the more experiences and diversity of experiences you can expose Josie to, the better she'll like you and the better she'll like life, because she's all about here to learn as much as she can, literally about how is life lived.
Well, there you go, Carol. Okay. Does that help?
I hope so. Yeah, I was concerned because she's so easygoing, and I worry about her being, I guess, swayed by other people, or she won't say anything that'll hurt their feelings. She's very diplomatic that way. Very sweet.
Yes, and she'll be diplomatic her entire life, and it has nothing to do with her strength of character. She has incredible strength of character, and what she has in her name is non-judgment. And that's what causes her to be easygoing, because she can see reality for what it is. She can see people clearly for who they are, and then she just doesn't judge them. And
great.
So don't worry about it. She's got it down where she'll be able to take care of herself. And I always jokingly say, like her name starts with that J-O, I jokingly say, if I'm ever going to have to be a reincarnated man, I'm coming back with a name that starts with a J-O.
J-O.
Okay. So don't
very
worry
good
about her. She's got that best combo starting, and the whole name is incredibly strong. She's
okay
going to be dynamite.
Thank you,
thank
Carol,
you
for your call. Thank you. That
thank
was very
you
good. You know, she brings up a point that's very interesting, dynamic. When you, the names of other people, especially your children, grandchildren, once you understand their name and what that means and you get a little insight into their character, that helps you to raise them, to deal with them. You know, you're combating, you're butting heads.
You can interact with them better and see how they interact with each other and act accordingly. Yes.
Would you pay $25 to be able to get along with your children better?
I love my babies. I get along too.
You know,
I would.
Yeah.
Call the Power Mall. Know the name, know the person. Yeah. Know the name, know the spirit. And the Quick Education Pack, $25.
What a deal. Awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
One of the things that comes in a private reading is we ask for the parents' names, the mother's birth name, and the father's birth name. And then we say what you gained in your life from having those two people as parents.
Oh.
And sometimes, like, if kids, like, don't appreciate their parents, or they're thinking, hey, you didn't do this right or you didn't do that right, there's judgment or hurt or sadness. When you see what you got from them and what they were going through in their own lives, the vast majority of the time everybody will say, oh, my gosh, and all the judgment goes away and a new appreciation for our parents comes forward. So I think that's really important to, you know, regardless of how you figure it out from the book, from the 92-day program, you know, from a consultation, but to be able to look at your parents as people instead of this idealized mom should have done this and dad should have done this, but that they had their own issues that they were working on and look what they were still able to give you and what you learned from having them as parents. It's like a freeing gift that you go, okay, even if I didn't like their methodologies, now I get it.
Oh, very good. Like unlocks a door. Yeah. Unlocks a good. Let's continue with callers. Jeanette B. Jeanette, you are on the air. What would you like to ask Sharon?
Yes, I was just wondering about what's in my name. I'm an artist also. I was in photography for 25 years, and I'm also a nationally certified colon therapist, and I would like to know what's in my name.
Jeanette. Is that Jeanette, correct? How would you spell that, Jeanette?
J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E.
Got it. Middle initial T. Okay. Jeanette, you need to stay physically active your entire life because that's how you learn and that's how you solve things, and that's when things come to you. It's like you have a problem, you go do something active, and you come back, and all of a sudden the answer to that problem or the solution is there. Okay? So it's very important you stay physically active your whole life. But what you really came to do is to learn to balance that really strong mind of yours with your really strong emotions so that you feel very strongly about certain things. And at the same time, you know, your mental acuity is very strong. So it's how do you balance those? And when you go back and forth, did you follow what your mind's saying, following what your heart's saying? Your name says, lean on your heart more than your brain. So if your heart wants you to go one way and your brain a different way, trust your emotions. Trust your feelings. And okay.
then, but the whole name
okay.
says, pull it into balance.
Does that help, Jeanette?
Okay, yes, it does. Yes,
well,
it does.
Very good. Well, we thank you so much for the call. Let's go to the next. We got a little time before the break. Ronald J. Ronald J., you are live on the air. What would you like to ask Sharon?
Just about my name and, you know, because I follow in the scriptures, you know, that names and meanings have a lot to do with a person's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hold on, Ronald. We're coming to a break. We got a 3-minute break. Last segment with Sharon. We do have openings for callers, 855-995-6923. We're going to bang them out as quick as we can here in this last little bit. Know the name, know the person over at the Power Mall. Sharon Lynn Wyatt. Stay tuned.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Who is moving on the waters?
Who's holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul?
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Know the name, know the person. Know the name, know the spirit. And the education pack, 92 days, you can get a basic understanding of how to use this for $25 over at the Power Mall. Call them. I don't know what you're waiting for. Yep. This is a great deal. Sharon, I want that pack. I just want you to know. I'm going to put my name down on that. My name is going to get down on that. We're with Ronald. Ronald J. About his name. Go ahead, Sharon.
All right. In summary, Ronald. You came in to learn how to use your logic and deductive reasoning to see through illusion, because illusions cause you to be angry, and then it causes you to be angry, then other people try to take advantage of you. Mm. And so all of that combines so that your whole thing is, am I going to let my emotions rule, or am I going to use my logic and my brain? And your whole name says you came to use your logic and your reasoning power to master being able to see illusions, being able to see through anger and frustration, and to make sure that nobody's taking advantage of you.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
There you go, Ronald.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for your call, Ronald. God bless you, buddy. Now let's go to Leroy in Atlanta. Leroy, there you are. I don't know how to spell your name, Leroy, but Leroy, go ahead.
Oh, she already did my name. I'm the one that ends in I, and I played what you said, Sharon, for my wife, and all she could do is laugh, because I do have an eye for beauty.
What would you like to know today, Leroy?
Well, today I named my daughters, no names, both begin with P, my oldest, Fearless, and my middle daughter, Promise. I named a promise as a promise to my oldest that she'd never be alone. Can you expound on what those names would mean? That's Fearless, spelled P-H-E-A-R-L-E-S-S.
Okay. So, first of all, any time a family has their siblings, you know, all the siblings have the same letter as the first name, it makes them competitive with each other, okay, instead of being more cooperative. So, sometimes they need that drive and that competition, but just know that you're introducing competition anytime all the names end with the, you know, begin with the same letter. Okay? And what it stands for is both of your kids are learning the power of influence and how to use it, and also to be remembering how to play and be really playful. Now, with Fearless, she needs to know everything that's going on with everybody. And what you're here for, Leroy, is to teach her not to become a gossip, okay? And then with Promise, Promise is saying, literally, I'm going to show you, Fearless, a higher level of independence and knowingness where you don't have to resort to talking about people, but instead talk about ideas.
Very good. Thank
wow,
you, Lord.
That is absolutely beautiful. Describes them both. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry about this. This last name was Yare, Y-A-H-A-R-Y. Y-A-H-A-R-Y, and then first, last initial Y also. I was so curious. Anything on that, Sharon?
Yeah. Here is a whole life of learning. Very amicable as a people pleaser, wants everybody to like him. But he's here to learn about spirituality and how to take the understanding of religion and move it up a notch in spirituality so it literally becomes him.
Okay.
He's here to learn all kinds of lessons.
Awesome. KnowTheName.com. Know the name, know the person. Know the name, know the spirit over at the Power Mall. And also the $25 education pack. They can just buy that. It costs $25. Talk to Rose, and then we'll go from there. And then you'll get the 92 days. It's great. Sharon, fantastic to see you.
Oh, always
see you guys.
God bless everybody.